Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And so we are studying together God's Word even on this particular Monday, beginning the week in our series this week, Scripture Spotlight Bible Principles. We're looking at principle number 17, spiritual gifts and their ministries. And so we want to get acquainted to this idea. Now, God bestows upon all members of His church in every age spiritual gifts, gifts that each member is to employ in loving ministry for the common good of the church and of humanity. Now, given by the agency of the Holy Spirit, these gifts, He apportions them to each and everyone as He desires, at least says the Scriptures, right? And now, these are supposed to provide ability and ministry needed in the church to fulfill its divinely ordained mandate. Now, we've got today this conversation as we begin it, trying to understand what this is all about. Mfundisi Gabriel Koenig will be talking to us as we look at this subject and giving us answers to our questions. Mfundisi, good morning to you. Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to join us and the listeners. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope and trust you well. And a good morning to all listeners who are also joining us today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Umuruti. Appreciating you. Now, we are looking at this idea of ministry, of gifts as given by the Holy Spirit. Talk to us about how one can define a spiritual gift, and is it the same thing as a talent?
There's a difference between spiritual gifts and also talents as we know them.
Okay.
I think I can take it from how you also introduced the subject, whereby we know that a spiritual gift is a special, you know, endowment, a unique, I might use the same gift or talent, superior, if I may put it that way, that God, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, gives generously to His children or believers. Whereas on the other part, if we are to consider talents, we may say that a talent is something that you receive via genetics or DNA, you are born with, and you may maybe need to put a bit of work to improve on it, whereas a gift comes from God. Yeah, I can place it that way. Yes, I can place it that way. And maybe for scriptural consideration, allow me maybe to invite you to the book of 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
I think this will also help us to form a basis or a foundation of what we are looking at. I'll just read maybe a few verses from 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12 from verse 4, and I'll also maybe read the last one, which might be verse 11.
Okay.
You know, the Bible says here, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. So, maybe I might be running a bit too forward, but you find or understand that God, as He gives or gifts us with these gifts, He gives us diversely, you know. And I wouldn't say there's one which might be superior to the other. I don't know if this might help to those who may be inquiring to say, but what's the difference between a gift and a talent?
And maybe let's add to that difference, if you will, if there is maybe in this question I'm going to be asking, to say, do we note? I mean, you spoke about how talents are things that we receive, especially from birth, and sometimes even inherited. Do we get spiritual gifts at birth as well, or it's only talents that come at birth? When do we then get the gifts?
All right. When it comes to the spiritual gifts, these are given to the believers who believe in Christ.
Okay.
If I may put it that way, yes. The moment you accept Christ, I believe the Holy Spirit gives you that special privilege because it is to the function or necessity as to why God will be giving you the special privilege or endowment of power. It's because they are there to edify the body of Christ. If I can address it that way, yes. So in order for one to say that God has gifted me, one, you have to have maybe a relationship with him.
Okay.
You have to also understand that they are not there to be taken for granted, if I may put it that way. Yes.
Thank you so much for that, Muruti. And I think maybe let's then see if we can address the overlap that sometimes happen and distinguish if one can be the other and not the other. I'm trying to think of perhaps somebody who just has a natural inclination for explaining things well and such that they even become teachers, right? This is their area of expertise. This is where they are talented and where they've then practiced. Can we then say when they come into the spiritual area, this can become their spiritual gift, where we find they are good teachers of the Word of God and are able to expound things and reveal the mysteries and say, you know, connect things that you never thought they could be connected in God's Word? Is this now a talent that is manifesting as a spiritual gift, or what is happening here, you know?
Oh yes, that's quite interesting. I believe that in at each stage of our spiritual journey, God avails. Maybe let's consider someone who's searching to say, but where exactly am I gifted in, or what has God given me as a gift? At times, these gifts manifest in things that you can do based on your capacity. So it is true. You might have someone who's talented, but once he comes into the church, but through the grace of God working in the person's life, they can still manifest. Because when God gives us, he does not just give us one gift, but through use, they can multiply. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, certainly. And I think that's quite profound, this idea that the more you're able to utilize, the more you will also receive from God. Now, how does one then identify what they possess in terms of a spiritual gift? Are they able to tell, to say, this is then my area of giftedness?
All right. When we consider that aspect, at times, let me be, not to say I'm experimenting, but at times this is what happens. Naturally, you can have a deep sense of conviction to say, I think I'm good at this, you know. But at times it will take the eyes or the ears of those around you to guide you. But the basics should be one like Solomon, whereby you inquire from God and not man. Ask God to show you, or ask God to reveal to you, to say, but Lord, help me understand the areas of my functioning. And that is the starting point. You start by inquiring from the one who gives, not the one who sees. But ask from God, then once God reveals, it will manifest through people confirming that you are indeed gifted in such and such an area.
Yeah, I think that's a profound point you just shared there, Mfundisi, to say you it's good to hear from people, but ask God, ask the source to say, hey, what is it that you have given me, and where would you want me to be working? And I like this idea of asking God, and maybe let's just explore it a bit more. Now, in the scriptures, when you look at especially coming from Acts chapter 2, when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens, some of the times, if not most, you find that the presence or the arrival of the Holy Spirit would be because obviously the church was found in a metropolitan where other languages and other communities, other ethnicities were being found, that sometimes and the Spirit's presence and his arrival would be signified by a speaking in different tongues, right, where people would now speak other languages that people around them would understand. And what I'm trying to drive at, Muruti, and maybe find from you counsel is, this then would has been translated in today's church family and in some sectors of the church family to mean that when the Holy Spirit comes, you must speak in tongues, or even a pursuit to want to do things that the Spirit leads. I must speak in tongues, I must prophesy, I must do some giftedness, healing, and so forth, miracle work. And that's become something that we are looking after as a church. But what I heard you speak about, is, especially in this point of seeking God's counsel or his direction of where he's leading you, is to say, in the pursuit of spiritual gifts, talk to us about how it's more the relationship with the Spirit who gives the gifts that we must be looking for, not just the fact that we are blessed of God and we can do one thing or the other because of his presence.
All right. From what you mentioned, I can pick two items. One, how the Holy Spirit manifested, that's considering the book of Acts. And then maybe some may ask, why is it not happening today?
Okay.
In our own churches, for example, why are people not falling? Why is this and that not happening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We believe that the Holy Spirit, he is gentle. That's one point to consider.
Okay.
And as he manifests in within the particular context or area that we find ourselves in. For example, I can give you testimonies whereby through the gifting or the presence of the Holy Spirit, you can see people being healed, you can see people being delivered, but it does not have to be in a violent manner, if I can put it that way. Naturally, peaceful, people can receive or be beneficiaries of what God does through the working of these gifts. All right. I don't know if I'm clear there. Okay, then the second part maybe that we can consider is, why should we pursue the Spirit and not the gift?
Okay.
Yes. Why does it become important that we have a relationship with the one who gives the gifts and not the gift itself, per se? One of the challenges that we face in modern day Christianity is that of idolizing those who have gifts. So at times when you begin to pursue those with the gift, you will desert the one who gives them.
You
now have a more trust with the ones who manifest these gifts, as opposed with God, who is the author of them. In order for us to be protected, I think God, through his wisdom, gives us his word. And he says to us, you know, ask from me. If you need, ask and I will give.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
If you knock, I will open. The one who has the door handle is inside, and that is us. So it is important that we have a relationship with the one who bakes the bread instead of the one who delivers the bread with a truck.
Ah, profound. Profound. Well, thank you so much, Mfundisi. We'll have to leave it there for today. I think a potent introduction that you've given us. We've got quite a lot to be eating in terms of God's word this week. So can't wait to see what he has in store for us for the rest of the week. But for today, God bless you and thank you once again.
Oh, thank you very much. And may God keep you.
Amen. Amen. And that's how we draw to the close for this one, my dear friends. Joining us was our pastor leading us out in this discussion to say what is it in store in terms of what the Holy Spirit has prepared for you and for me. And if you want a list of what the Holy Spirit's gifts are, why don't you visit the Bible, right? Check out 1 Corinthians. The pastor read this earlier on, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and have a list of what the Holy Spirit's gifts are.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.